Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, for all of my European friends out there, I would like to wish you all a happy Boxing Day. Okay, let us get back to abiding in Christ. You know, unless you are abiding in Christ, you are not a Christian. Let me say that again. Unless you are abiding in Christ, you are not a Christian. I know that will make some of my friends angry, but you know, do I make you my enemy because I tell you the truth? And that answer is yes. To be honest, your anger towards me does not move me. My job before God is to tell you the truth according to the Word of God and not look at your face. It is far better for me to anger you than God. But my intention is to share the truth according to the Word of God and do my very best to smile at emails and such from my friends who are stuck in denominational teaching, church activities, and religions of men. Coming into a true revelation of who Jesus Christ is will turn the page in so many lives. Abiding in Christ will result in an experiencing of Him as our life and also as our light. Let me say that again. When we abide in Christ, it will result in an experiencing of Him as our life and also our light. Or put it another way, if we abide in Christ by faith, we will slowly come into an inward revelation and realization of Him. Christ will be formed in us. Now, this is God's main goal in our life, for Christ to be formed in us. If we abide in the vine, Jesus, and His life becomes our life, what could possibly happen out from that? The sad fact is I know many Christians who have been saved for years and yet they have little to no personal knowledge of God or Jesus Christ. Oh, they may have many facts and no doctrine, but are they broken? Have they been crucified with Christ? Is their life one of not I but Christ, or not Christ but I? You know, Watchman Nee said this, and it's always stuck with me, that the broken alone are useful to God. It is settled that you are no longer your own. Is it settled in your life that you are no longer your own? Wow. Now, I'm including myself here at times. Have you been set free from self-righteousness, self-importance, even in the things of God, and have come to the utter and complete end of trying to salvage something out of ourselves? Well, that is going to be necessary if we expect to live out from God's life. And only if we are living out from His life will the light that brings us into an inward realization and revelation of Jesus Christ come into our experience and in our life. Did you get that, my friend? It is far more than a Sunday go to meeting and a believing. Believing, well, what? Well, I mean, the devils believe in Jesus and they even tremble. Oh, no. We must have an inward revelation, an inward realization of Jesus Christ to be saved. And here we see that to abide in Christ is not passive. Oh, no. Again, to abide in Christ means to live out from Him. Do you get that, my friend? If not, give me a call at 910-382-9287. And I will explain it again and again and again till you get it, because your eternal soul depends on it. It means that we need to allow God to bring us into where we, as branches, an extension of Christ, must, and it is possible in our life. It means we live as those who belong to Christ. I really cannot stress this point enough. To be saved, we must abide in Christ. And once we are there, we can tap into His life. But we have to get there first. Then we can tap in. We cannot tap into His life, into the life of Christ, while living out from ourselves. Oh no. While going through the motions, while being a good denominational church member and keep the commandments of the church while neglecting the Word of God. So many Christians do that, my friend. God does not give us his life or light to have and to hold within ourselves as an independent entity. Let me say that again. God does not give us his life or light to have and to hold within ourselves as an independent entity. Oh, no. Now, open up your spirit wide. Okay, a little wider here. We are joined, we are cemented to Christ in the Spirit. In other words, Christ will forever be the only source of life and light as we continue to walk with him and walk in ways of his obedience. Back in August, while I was watching TV, I received a phone call, and the lady identified herself as a lesbian and said she wanted to be saved, and could I help her? And I replied, well, sure. She said, okay, you know, how can she be saved? And I replied, she asked, can I save her? And I replied, well, no, but Jesus Christ can. She then replied, what do I have to do to be saved? And I explained she needed to confess or agree with God what he is saying about her is true, then repent and come out of her lesbianism. I heard a click and she was gone. Wow. Now we have signs in the local neighborhood that invite people to our home group meeting, so we get some really strange phone calls. But I will be honest, I am not convinced that she was serious about being a lesbian or wanting to be saved, but I am convinced for her to be saved and to come out of lesbianism, if so, she will have to stop living out from herself and tap into the vine. She will have to see her need for salvation and put herself aside and look to Christ as her only source of life. This, my friend, is more than walking the aisle or repeating the sinner's prayer, which is nowhere in the Bible. Two, demonic lifestyle like lesbianism, she will have to come to truly hate the promiscuous, hellish lifestyle that is destroying her life and eternal soul. For most homosexuals, have they be sodomites or lesbians, this takes more than just a quickie prayer at the altar. They will have to get serious with God and allow God to work on cutting them away from those good times and those bad times. The positive and the negative relationship. Good and bad advice till they are stripped bare. At the bottom of the barrel, they find themselves where they have the very best view of God. There must be a shift of thinking as God changes our mind and our heart. We must abide in Christ, meaning to live out from him. You know, the things of God are all those precious promises that Peter talks about will never belong to us. Oh no, rather we belong to Christ. Wow, I like that. Not the promises, but we belong to Christ. We are the recipient solely by his grace. We are recipient solely by his grace. More next week on Abiding in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just hoping and praying that you have had a tremendous week and that the Lord is working in your life and you're coming to understand what I mean by abiding in Christ, abiding in the vine. He is the vine. We are the branches, John 15:5. And unless we abide in him, unless we allow God to work in our life and take us through some very difficult dealings and judgments, then we will never ever be able to come into the life of God. Oh, we'll go to church, we'll do all of those things, and we'll go through the motions, and we'll play church, 3 fast ones and a slow one, and do all of those church things like most of the churches today, but we'll never ever come into the life of God. It is God's intention for us to come into his life now on earth so that we'll be able to move and touch people's lives, or we'll be able to function and operate as he does. Amen. God bless. Talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week, and I will be in touch. Tune in next week for more of Abiding in Christ and Beholding His Glory. Amen.